Вы слушаете SBS Russian. Больше интересных материалов на сайте sbs.com.au/russian.
Вы слушаете SBS Russian. Уже несколько недель на SBS выходят подкасты для тех, кто хочет повысить свой уровень английского языка. SBS Learn English. Не все наши слушатели находят его в отдельном приложении SBS Radio или на платформе, где они слушают подкасты, поэтому мы решили размещать эти эпизоды также и в нашем подкаст-приложении SBS Russian.
Learning English helps me to speak with confidence about politics.
Hi, you are listening to the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I'm learning not just the English language, but also about Australian culture. And this week, I've been getting into politics, so we can learn how to talk with confidence about elections and voting in Australia. Let me remind you that we have learning notes, quizzes and transcripts on our website, so you can keep learning after listening to this episode. Election fever is around the corner. That means that people, and media especially, are getting excited about the day when we elect members for the next Australian Parliament. I'll vote for the first time in the next federal election, and I take that responsibility very seriously. But I didn't realize how complicated talking about elections can get. Luckily for me, I love a good challenge. Listen to this sentence. As election fever intensifies, the political mudslinging between opposition pollies and the incumbent government becomes more bitter and scandalous. See what I mean? Half of these words I had to look up in a dictionary. And this is what I found out. Political mudslinging is when politicians, or for short, pollies, deliberately say bad things about each other. This process can also be called negative campaigning. The word incumbent refers to someone who is currently holding a post or office. So, the incumbent government is the government currently in power. My friend Lily is also a first-time voter. Let's hear how she talks about voting with our friend Alan.
I'm a little nervous about going to the polls. Voting here is so different from back home. In the Philippines, you vote for who you like and that's it. Here, you have to rank the candidates.
Good on you for researching the pollies. You'll do fine. Just remember that you'll be filling out two ballot papers today.
One for the Senate and one for the House, yeah? I heard in the news that the incumbent in our electorate is a shoo-in.
Yeah, that's what I heard too. Well, let's see if it's true. You know what I'm looking forward to after the elections? No more political mudslinging.
Wow, there were quite a number of words and phrases that we just heard from that conversation between Lily and Alan. Let's break them down. First, Lily said,
I am nervous about going to the polls.
Going to the polls or polling station means going to the place where you can vote. So instead of saying I'm going to vote, you can say I'm going to the polls, and that would mean the same thing. Lily then said,
Here, you have to rank the candidates.
National elections in Australia use a voting system called ranked voting. And to rank candidates means to list them in order of preference. So you put number one next to the name of the candidate you like best. Number two would be your second choice, and so on. Alan then said,
Good on you for researching the pollies. Just remember that you'll be filling out two ballot papers.
Good on you means well done. So basically, Alan said that Lily did a good job doing her research. Let's hear Alan's second sentence once again.
Just remember that you'll be filling out two ballot papers.
Filling out two ballot papers. Ballot papers. are the sheets of paper that list the names of the pollies in the Senate and the House of Representatives. A green ballot paper is for the House of Representatives, and a white ballot paper is for the Senate. Voting system may vary in different Australian states, but generally you need to fill out these two ballot papers when voting. Lily then said,
I heard in the news that the incumbent MP in our electorate is a shoo-in.
The incumbent MP in Lily's electorate is a shoo-in. The incumbent MP refers to the Member of Parliament who is currently in power at Lily's electorate. The electorate is the area that an elected Member of Parliament represents. There are 151 federal electorates in Australia. And as a result, we have 151 MPs, one for each electorate. So, according to the news, the incumbent MP in Lily's electorate is a shoo-in, which means that the media report that this polly, a politician, in Lily's electorate is certain to win. You can use the term shoo-in when talking about other things, not just politics. For example, let's say that Lily is an actress who is very likely to get a role in a new theatre play. I could say Lily is the shoo-in for the main role in a play. That means that Lily has a great chance of getting the leading role, but just because she's the favorite for it, it doesn't mean that she'll definitely get it. Just like it doesn't mean that the incumbent MP in Lily's electorate will win, even though the media call him a shoo-in. Now, let's imagine that Lily and Alan are at the polling station and they have just voted.
You've exercised your right to vote, Lily. How do you feel now?
I feel great. My vote matters. I feel very proud that I have voted.
Well, it can take up to 10 days for votes to get counted. But you know what we can do now? We can go get a democracy sausage at the sausage sizzle.
All of a sudden, exercising has something to do with voting, and there is a thing called democracy sausage. Oh well, let's hear these phrases once again. First, we have Alan.
You've exercised your right to vote.
While we know that typically exercising has something to do with fitness, exercising here means using our right to vote. So you can say, I exercised my right to vote. Lily then said,
My vote matters. I feel very proud that I have voted.
Lily said that her vote matters, and she's right because every vote can affect the result of an election, and it will determine who will form the next government. We also heard Lily saying that she's proud to have voted. Another expression you can use to say that you are going to vote in an election is, I'll cast my ballot. The word cast can be tricky because it means a lot of things. But in this particular context, to cast a vote means to put your vote in. And lastly, Alan said,
We can go get a democracy sausage at the sausage sizzle.
Democracy sausage is the name for a sausage wrapped in a slice of bread bought from a sausage sizzle at polling stations. This is uniquely Australian expression. Sausage sizzle are community fundraiser events where the sausages are sold, and they can be found in polling areas during elections. Community fundraiser events are events organized to raise money for a specific cause or charity. So, after exercising your right to vote, don't forget to enjoy your democracy sausage. Today, as our guest, I invited the editor of SBS's Settlement Guide project. Her name is Rosa Germian. Rosa, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks for the invite, Josipa.
The Settlement Guide publishes podcasts, videos, and articles that help new migrants settle in Australia in over 60 languages. I know you cover a lot of topics on health issues, visas, jobs, and other important things. But have you produced anything on the upcoming election?
Absolutely. We will be providing lots of helpful and interesting stories about the federal election. As a first-time voter, Josipa, you might find a video that we'll be releasing in mid-May particularly interesting.
What is it about?
Our How to Vote video explains everything you need to know about the voting system in all Australian states. We also take a look at the ranking system and describe how votes are counted.
I'm very interested to learn how our votes counted.
Well, Josipa, you'll have to watch our video to find out. It will be available in languages such as Arabic, Mandarin, Cantonese, Spanish, Gujarati, Kurdish, and many more.
Fair enough. If we had more time, I would press you for information.
Lucky me that now you have to revisit all the expressions used in this episode.
That's right. See if you can answer my questions before hearing the answers. Mudslinging is...
Mudslinging means saying negative things about an opponent during a political campaign, also known as dirty politics.
The word incumbent means...
The word incumbent refers to someone who is currently holding a post or office.
What does a shoo-in mean?
We say that someone is a shoo-in when we talk about someone very likely to win a contest or a competition.
We heard some different ways to say that you will vote.
I'll exercise my right to vote.
I am going to the polls.
I'll cast my vote.
I'll cast my ballot.
I'll fill out ballot papers.
We also heard some phrases that might help us talk about the election with confidence.
In Australia, you have to rank the candidates.
Good on ya for researching the pollies.
My vote matters.
I heard that the incumbent MP of our electorate is a shoo-in.
I'm proud that I voted.
If you would like to find out more about how the Australian voting system works, visit the SBS Settlement Guide website, where you can find information in your language. And on our website, sbs.com.au/learnenglish, you can test what you have learned in this episode with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. And if you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au. Or you can reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.
Хотите услышать больше таких историй? Это можно сделать через Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify или в любом приложении для подкастов.